It's May 14th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine here again with John Biggs for your daily news roundup. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode is sponsored by ErisX, the Stellar Development Foundation, and Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. And now, the news.
While Ether's price has risen by nearly 50% this year, the number of addresses holding large amounts of the currency, popularly known as whales, has declined significantly. The seven-day average of the number of unique addresses holding 10,000 Ethers or more fell to 1,050 on Tuesday. That's the lowest level since January 2019, according to data provided by the blockchain intelligence firm Glassnode. The whale addresses are down nearly 6% from the December high of 1,115. The metric represents the externally owned accounts, or ones controlled by private keys. The decline in the number of Ether whale addresses is in contrast to the recent rise in the number of Bitcoin whale addresses. The seven-day moving average of the number of addresses holding 10,000 Bitcoins or more rose to 111 at the end of April, the highest since August 2019. The bullish hype surrounding Bitcoin's third halving, which took place on May 11th, was quite strong, and the event was extensively discussed by analysts over the past few months. The bullish expectations were reinforced by Bitcoin's quick recovery to $7,000 in just 5 days, following its drop to $3,867 on March 12th. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,581, while Ether is trading at $201, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
Reddit has expanded its community points trial, offering users a way to earn a piece of their favorite communities built on top of the Ethereum blockchain. In a slide presentation published Wednesday evening, Reddit revealed its plans to utilize the Ethereum network to incentivize the creation of, quote, quality posts and comments, end quote. The points can be spent on premium features and used as a measure of reputation in the community, the social media platform said. Users are rewarded based on their contribution to their favorite channels, also known as subreddits, with the community ultimately deciding how many points each user receives. Users can hoard their points or spend them for unique features such as badges, custom emojis, and gifts in comments. Reddit told CoinDesk, quote, "We continuously run experiments to explore features that engage our users and communities. With community points, we're working exclusively with two communities to test this feature and gather feedback from those users," end quote. The spokesman did not name the two communities, but an image on the announcement suggests they are r/cryptocurrency and r/FortniteBR for Battle Royale. In addition, users will be able to leave a tip for comments they like or posts they see as valuable. Users will also be able to transfer community points directly to another Reddit member's vault, as well as any Ethereum wallet address. In order to start contributing, users will need to sign up to the vault, Reddit's blockchain wallet, accessed by scanning a QR code through the official Reddit app. Support for this podcast and this message come from ErisX.
With ErisX, you can trade spot and regulated futures on cryptocurrencies through a licensed U.S.-based exchange. ErisX believes in fair access for all. Sign up today to take advantage of zero fees and learn more at erisx.com/consensus.
This episode is also sponsored by the Stellar Development Foundation. The Stellar Network connects your business to the global financial infrastructure. Whether you're looking to power a payment application or issue digital assets like stablecoins or digital dollars, Stellar is easy to learn and fast to implement. Start your journey today at stellar.org/coindesk. Our final sponsor is Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. In times like these, diversification is key. Consider Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund, ticker symbol GDLC. It's the only publicly traded investment product that offers diversified exposure to large cap digital currencies, all from your brokerage account. For more information, visit grayscale.co/coindesk. That's grayscale.co/coindesk.
U.S.-based e-commerce firm Overstock is hoping to persuade a judge in the Utah District Court to throw out a class-action securities fraud lawsuit relating to the firm's digital dividend and its effect on short sellers. In a filing on May 12, Overstock took aim at the two main allegations made in the suit, that the firm had made false declarations in 2019 about its financial future, and that it had deliberately launched the digital dividend, a tokenized security plan for listing its affiliate company T0's trading platform, in order to create an artificial squeeze on short sellers. The filing reads, quote, "In fact, the complaint does not contain a single contemporaneous allegation, any person meeting or internal document suggesting that any defendant knew of or had access to information inconsistent with any challenge statement." Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO, had long argued that naked short sellers were an evil to be abolished. Overstock claims that the lawsuit does not actually provide allegations of a deceptive act. More specifically, it says the defendants made no claim that Overstock had deliberately placed inaccurate information into the market regarding its digital dividend.
The Silicon Valley blockchain startup C Labs and its corresponding nonprofit, the Celo Foundation, just raised $10 million through a token sale to investors on the CoinList platform. Roughly 509 investors from dozens of countries participated in the auction, paying $1 per C Gold token. Most investors hailed from Germany, the UK, Turkey, India, Malaysia, and Vietnam, according to a C Labs spokesperson. The average buyer spent $19,646, which is enough for Seagold to theoretically become a validator on the network. They often earned 50 bonus tokens for referrals. The sale, which closed on Tuesday morning, took roughly 12 hours to complete. The C-Lab token sale builds on $30 million in venture capital funding from firms like Polychain Capital and Andreessen Horowitz's A16Z fund. Polychain, in particular, is among 77 entities already running a validator node. CoinList co-founder Andy Bromberg said buyers can automatically receive their Seagold in their CoinList wallets when the Celo mainnet goes live, or they can opt to send the tokens to an external self-custodied wallet.
And finally, if you've been watching CoinDesk, you'll have noticed Consensus Distributed, a live online event featuring hundreds of speakers and panels, is still going on. The entire schedule appears on Coindesk.com, and we promise there will be some amazing stuff, including musical guests and talks by some of the leading lights in crypto and economics. You honestly can't miss this. Check it out now on Coindesk.com. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Friday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.